Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset, where we ditch the drama and tap into that inner calm, even when the world's throwing a tantrum. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into an abyss of frustration or anger. Let's face it, we all get there sometimes. Life is messy, unpredictable, and frankly, can be a total buzzkill. But what if I told you that you have the power to manage those emotions in the moment? To step off the roller coaster and find that center ground, that place of calm amidst the chaos. That's exactly what we're diving into today. We're talking about strategies for managing anger and those other pesky emotions that can hijack your day. Forget suppressing them or letting them run wild, we're going to learn how to harness them, channel them, and ultimately use them to our advantage. You ready to unlock that inner peace? Let's do this. So, what are some of the key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional storms? First off, awareness is everything. Start by paying attention to your body. Ever notice how your heart races, your muscles tense up, or your breathing gets shallow when anger starts creeping in? These physical cues are your early warning system. Recognizing them allows you to step back before the situation escalates. Think of it like a smoke detector. You want to address the issue before things get out of hand. Second, take a timeout. When you feel that wave of anger crashing over you, don't react impulsively. Literally, walk away from the situation if possible. Step outside for some fresh air, go for a quick walk, or even just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. This creates space between you and the trigger, allowing you to process your emotions rationally instead of letting them control you. Now here's where things get interesting, reframe your perspective. You know that saying, it's all in how you look at it. Well, it's truer than ever when it comes to anger. Instead of viewing a situation as a personal attack, try to see it from another angle. Maybe the other person is having a bad day, or perhaps there's a misunderstanding that can be cleared up with open communication. Shifting your perspective can diffuse the tension and help you find a more constructive solution. Remember, anger isn't always a negative emotion. It can be a powerful motivator for positive change. Think of it as fuel energy that can be channeled towards achieving your goals. If something is making you angry, use that anger to identify what needs to be addressed and then take action. And finally, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we're all going to experience moments of anger. Don't beat yourself up over. Instead, acknowledge the emotion, treat yourself with kindness, and learn from the experience. Remember, managing anger is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, the lion is crawling, and the person ahead of you is driving like they are in the Daytona 500. You start to feel the familiar heat rising inside you, your pulse quickens, your jaw tightens, and thoughts of road rage start swirling around. Sound familiar? Instead of letting that anger take over, what if you took a deep breath, turned on some calming music, and used that time to reflect? Maybe you could listen to an inspiring podcast, call a friend, or even just use the moment to practice mindfulness and appreciate the small things like the warm sun on your face or the birds singing in the trees. See, turning those negative emotions into opportunities for growth and self-awareness is what it's all about. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your body's cues, take timeouts when needed, reframe your perspective, channel your anger into positive action, and be kind to yourself throughout the process. We're all on this roller coaster together. But by mastering our emotions, we can ride it with grace and resilience. Remember, you have the power within you to find that inner peace even when life throws you a curveball. Keep practicing, keep growing, and let's crush this thing called life together. And before you go, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these strategies. Let's spread the Stoic love and help each other navigate the ups and downs of life with more calmness and control. Until next time, keep it real. Keep it positive, and keep striving for that inner zen.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.